Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in the lamest times. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
I know folks getting ready. Got the holidays coming up.
Yeah, Turkey Day.
Thanksgiving coming up.
Then you got Christmas.
You have eating season.
Then you got New Year's. Dang.
I know. It's almost the end of the year.
A lot of time off from work.
Yeah, I'm ready for that vacation. I need it.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's been a good week. You know, interesting things going on. You know, in the sports world has some, some controversial stuff going on outside of it with Cosby and all that. That's for the black.
What's going on? The Ferguson verdict. Wait, people waiting for that to come down. There's just so much going on.
The Aaliyah terrible biopic.
I haven't even seen it.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah, and I bet it wasn't.
No, so, you know, all that's going on. I know a lot of shout out to all my fellow podcasters, all our fellow podcasters out there discussing all that and everything else.
Yep.
I'm enjoying all that. You know, we here to talk about sports. You know, we got Adrian Peterson on the docket. You know, we got some drama with the Cavs struggling.
Uh-oh.
You know, the football keeps changing. College football keeps changing.
Yep.
College basketball's back.
Yes, sir.
And all that. So, we're going to get into all that tonight. So, if y'all want to get at us, hit us up and talk some sports, let us know. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219. And you can always check us out at blackisonline.com.
Hey, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. We starting with the NFL. Been a few teams that's kind of making a name for themselves, you know, rising to the top.
Yeah.
You know, we got to start with the Cardinals, man. You know, we weren't sure. You know, Drew Stanton comes in. We don't know what he's going to do.
I told y'all.
You know, but leads his team against the Lions with that nice D, moved to 9-1.
I mean, I'm saying, everybody's like, you know, they Super Bowl aspirations are gone. I'm like, well, hold on. We have seen, you know, quarterbacks who can manage the game well and make plays when needed win Super Bowls, a la Trent Dilfer with Baltimore. You have a very good defense. I mean, even Russell Wilson last year. Was more of like a game manager more than, you know, an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to be elite to win a Super Bowl. I mean, their defense is elite.
Yeah, their defense is elite.
So, I mean, they got an elite defense. That's really – they got an elite defense. Drew Stanton can make plays when necessary. They got a solid running game. They got all the components you need to win the Super Bowl. So I don't understand why everybody's like, oh, they ain't winning. It's like, well, hold on.
Yeah, well, we know why people ain't favoring them, because they don't have an elite quarterback who has championship. We'll get into that in a second. You know, he had a solid game, you know, threw two touchdowns early to Michael Floyd. You know, had two interceptions late. You know, Andre Ellington was okay.
Struggled.
You know? Yeah, they need – if they're going to keep this going, they really do need him to step up. You know, coach has come out and said to him, like, yeah, we're going to need a little more from you. I know he's injured. But, you know, we need more.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been looking hot as well. You know, another team, the Packers, put up 53 points on the Eagles that night. I'm like, damn.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I mean, shit.
Mark Sanchez, yeah, everybody, all that hoopla about, oh, he's back. It was like, all right, well.
Bring it down. Bring it down.
He's going up against Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't winning that battle.
Look, hey, Green Bay in Green Bay, they've been down, man.
Yeah, That's tough. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mark Sanchez, 26-44, 346, threw two touchdowns, had two picks. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, again, was just Aaron Rodgers. Threw for 341, three picks. Three TDs, no picks.
Nope, sack once. I mean, look, Randall Cobb, 10 receptions, 129 yards.
We had an Eddie Lacy sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Two TDs.
Yeah, running in and receiving.
They rolling right now offensively.
Oh, they are.
They can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. They're a straight juggernaut.
You know, and I know they moved Clay Matthews to inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. That's really been a spark for them defensively. They've mm-hmm. been getting that cats. You know, so they looking hot right now.
Yeah, they're looking like a team on the rise and somebody they definitely gonna have to look out for. They're a scary bunch right now.
No, they've been hot. You so don't you want know,
to play them. Detroit gonna have to look out.
Oh, Detroit gonna have to look out for sure.
Seriously,
yeah, they gotta hold on, mm-hmm. hold on to that lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other team that's been rolling, Patriots blew out the Colts.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I mean, damn, they blew them out. You know, behind Jonas Gray's 201 yards rushing and team high 4 rushing touchdown. Like Jonas Gray,
undrafted,
who is it?
Undrafted free agent last year out of Notre Dame. And I mean, he was their big back. And I mean, this is why, and this is why when people are just like, who are these guys? And why don't they just sign this dude? And why don't they just do this? It's like, they keep dudes for a reason. Mm-hmm. When they sign undrafted free agents and dudes on their practice squad, they keep those dudes for a reason. They know the system. They're familiar with the coaching staff and everything. And, you know, Steven really went down. You know, they needed another big back.
Mm-hmm.
They plucked him off their practice squad, and there you go. Mm-hmm. He knows the system. He know, and clearly the coaches had faith in him. They ran him 37 times.
Yeah, they was
that is feeding a man right there. That's feeding them.
Oh, yeah. They know. Like, Belichick, you know, people give him a lot of slack, and, you know, people not fans of him. I don't love him to death, but he's the best situational coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're going to do. Everybody says you can't really game plan based on what you saw from them last week. They're not going to do this against Detroit. They know
like,
Detroit. They know the game coming up. They're great at stopping the run. So, you know, Jonas Gray is not going to go off and get 37 carries again.
Because it was like against Denver, Tom Brady threw 50-plus times. Mm-hmm. They didn't run a whole lot. And now you against the Colts.
You know, the Colts
they
aren't
just chugging along.
Colts aren't good at really stopping the run.
They ran it 44 times.
Yeah, they know that. And they let them have it, man. So
they're good at scheming towards team's weaknesses.
Yeah, the guy that I seen, Amon Bradshaw. Ooh, that hurt.
Yeah, man.
He was lost.
Well, Trent Richardson, you get another shot
mm-hmm.
to be the guy. Capitalize, my friend.
Man, that's going to hurt.
Capitalize. It's going to be a tough. It's, I mean, that's a major blow. He was their third down guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now
best receiving
now Trent Richardson, it falls on his shoulders.
Yeah, he's going to have to carry the load more. Yep. We'll see what he does. So let's see. Out of those three teams, who do you like right now going into Week 12 and at least going rolling into the playoffs between Cardinals, Packers, and the Patriots?
Honestly, and I really don't want to say this, I have to go with the Patriots.
All right.
Only because they've proven to me that they can consistently do it. The Packers at times have been inconsistent. And Arizona, to me, this is still new for them. Whereas, you know, New England, they've been here before. They were here last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like every year they're like the equivalent. They're not quite the equivalent, but they're just like the damn San Antonio Spurs. They just keep making the playoffs. No matter what, how sorry you think they are, how whack you think their personnel is, they find a way to get in. So they've consistently shown me that they're going to get in. Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's clutch. Gronk is healthy. So he's just the guy. And they, you know, finding guys like a Jonas Gray, you know, their staff and their scouting department, you know, has its hits and misses just like every other place. You know, and I know a lot of people are like, well, you know, Tom Brady doesn't, you know, have star talent and they don't get, you know, I guess name guys. But I mean, I guess, you know, they get guys that fit their system. So, like that guy said, in that way, I compare them to San Antonio. They're not about the whole flash and flare and all that stuff. They want football players, period. So, I mean, with Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, to me, he's shouldering too much of the load. You know, Eddie Lacy, he had 10 carries against Philly. Nah, that's not enough. I mean, 10 carries, 69 yards. You got to give him more touches. You got to give him more carries, especially if he's working like that. So they're going to have to find a balance in their system. Arizona, like I said, this is still new for a lot of their players. Mm-hmm. They're a great team, but a lot of people forget they're still kind of a young bunch. Patrick Peterson has never really, you know, been in a position like this. You got Tyrann Mathieu on the defense who hasn't been in this position. Andre Ellington, this is kind of new for him. You know, so Drew Stanton, this is new for him. So, I mean, this is new for a lot of these guys. So that's why I definitely got to roll with New England.
Here. Okay. I'm going to go different. I'm going to pull the Cardinals. The Cardinals just seem to find ways to win. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's, you know, their defense is the best out of these three teams. You know, the running game is left to be desired. You know, the 30th in rushing, I think that has to improve. If they're going to get to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
they're going to have to get better at the run. But yeah. I just like what they've been doing so far and just gutting it out. Now, they have a tough test. You know, they got Seattle. They still have to play Seattle twice and got Frisco on the docket.
Yep.
And I got to admit, Patriots are a close second. I mean, they've beaten Chicago. They've beaten Denver, beaten Indy. And they got Detroit next week. In 2 weeks, though, at Green Bay.
I can't. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a great game.
But, yeah, I do think with the Packers, they do rely on Aaron Rodgers a little too much. Cardinals can't hold out. If I'm the Cardinals, you got to hold out and have home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Packers get home field advantage, it's going to be real hard.
Yeah, especially in the wintertime when it's cold and all that snow.
And
so.
They're rolling. But, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I do like the Cardinals and just what they've been doing. And, you know, Drew Stanton continued to impress. He's been impressing me. So yeah. I want to see what they do.
All right.
All right. Let's move down the line. Got to go on these other games. I know.
I called it.
You did.
I called it.
You did. We was talking about you was like, be careful. I'm nervous.
I was nervous, and they showed why I was nervous. Their defense destroyed Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
They destroyed our offensive line. They punked our offensive line like it was they bitch. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was completely baffling to really watch them just punk, just completely pressure every single time Peyton snapped. It was like pressure, gotta hurry up. It's like, God damn, man, what is going on? So, and then it came loss after loss after loss. Emmanuel Sanders got his ass knocked. You play that, knocked the hell out.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I mean, Lord, he got knocked the fuck out.
It was legal.
Mid-air knocked him.
Yeah, it was legal, but it was just like, ooh.
Even Emmanuel Sanders came out and said it was a legal hit. He said the only thing that he wasn't happy with, he said he felt the dude was kind of aiming to just hit him as opposed to making a play on the ball.
Right.
So that was his only grief about it. But he was like, it was a legal hit. But he's probable to play in Miami, so he said he wasn't hit too hard. He got rocked.
He tougher than Wes Welker. Wes Welker be like, well, Wes Welker's out 3 games.
And then Julius Thomas out with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
Had to deal with those early in his career, which is why he wasn't playing early on. So that kind of makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And Monty Ball re-injured his groin injury. I'm like, God, Jesus, now he's out.
Yeah, wrong time.
Then Ronnie Hillman apparently could be out another month. I'm like, what the? So we're back to square one, and we got to find some balance because they're clearly riding too much on Peyton. They're relying way too much on him. CJ Anderson. Time to step up.
Yep.
You showed what you can do in a game against the Raiders, but granted, it was the Raiders. You showed you can play.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to feed him, though. I mean, he's a big back. He's a power guy. So, you know, utilize him. Take some pressure off Peyton. Because, I mean, these guys are going to keep coming because they know Peyton's going to throw the ball 90% of the time. So, I mean, they have to in this game against Miami. They got to run it 20-plus times with CJ Anderson. They have to. You have to take some pressure off Peyton. They're going to be at home, so they're back home after being on the road for a few games. So that'll be a little bit of ease to them, but they're going to have to find a way to pull it out because right now.
Yeah, that line is getting beat up.
They look sloppy. I mean, granted, they're injured, but there ain't no excuse. If you're on the field, I can't use that as an excuse. So, I mean, for my squad, I mean, they playing like ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
No, that offensive line is not.
It's not great.
Good at all.
It's not great. And even Mark Schlereth came out and ripped that offensive line. He was like, last year they were mediocre.
Like, this year, they just weak. And I was, he was like, to give them an F would be kind. I was like, dang. Wow. But I mean, he was an offensive lineman for Denver, so I got to take his word for it. I can't knock him. So I was like,
yeah, that clearly is going to be a need of it. Well, I guess I'm not shocked because the defense was.
But I mean, kudos to St. Louis. They've beaten 49ers. They've beaten the Seahawks. They've beaten the Broncos. They've shown they can play. Oh, no, their offense is just garbage. But I mean, Trey Mason went off against us. What can I say?
29 for 113. Yeah, in the rock.
Boy, they gave him 20 plus carries. Man.
But we may have to do like a little, you know, when we get to the seasons in before we get into the playoffs, we may have to do a little fantasy surprises and disappointments because Zach Stacy.
Oh, cats who
used, wow, who used a number one pick on that dude.
They are pissed off right now. This is, but this is why you either do your homework or. You know, like me, I kind of follow the stuff all the time. So I kind of had a feeling, you know, I was kind of iffy on him to begin with.
Yeah. He was going in as a favorite, but he wasn't locked in.
Yeah, he wasn't locked in. And that's where you got to be careful with some of these cats when you're picking fantasy-wise. If they ain't locked in, a la Jamal Charles, DeMarco Murray, LeSean McCoy, it's a roll of the dice.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful.
And even LeSean McCoy being a little disappointing.
He's been iffy. But I mean, yeah, so shout out to Jeff Fisher and them. That defense, he got that defense playing.
Yeah, they do.
That playing.
Yeah, they not the problem. They just need some help on that.
They
on
are
that,
far from the problem.
On that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jamal Charles, that was a running back battle.
I mean, hey, I know, Seattle lost that game, but thank you. That is how you ride Marshawn Lynch, too. You got to 24 carries, 124 yards. Ride that man. But Jamal Charles. 20 carries, 159 yards, 2 TDs. Yeah, he just outshined Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
he was just a beast. He's beasting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I have said you can't always discount dudes because of their size.
No.
He's 5'11", 185, and he is killing fools. So I'm like, you know, don't matter if you big, small, whatever. You can play.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamal Charles, my goodness, he is really making a case for the best running back in the league.
Yeah,
truly is.
Kudos to Andy Reid because when he came in, we were like, "Here we go. He ain't even gonna use this dude. He's gonna be
using
passing
the hell out of him.
He's using the hell out of him."
That, thank you. That's what you should be doing. Feed that man. He
Alex
knows
Smith,
who he got.
With 11 to 16, 108.
Manage that game.
Yeah, that's managing. I mean, his question is, you know, are they gonna need? Is he gonna step up when they need him? But I mean, they've been solid. They've been, you know, they pushing.
This is why I picked them to be that wild card.
No, I think they're going to hold on to that. They've been looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell goes nuts. Steelers come back to beat the Titans on Monday night. Le'Veon Bell went crazy.
The irony of it all is it cost him his teammate. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
LeGarrette Blount said, what? I ain't getting no touches? Fine. I'm going home. What?
Wait a minute, but. There's still time on left on the clock. No, I don't care. I'm going showering
home. I'm out. I'm like, dang.
And
but, like,
oh, you out? Okay, yeah. You out.
Peace out.
Cut your ass.
But, I mean, you know, shout out to Le'Veon Bell. I feel bad that his damn teammate couldn't even be happy for him. But, I mean, you know, 33 totes, 204 yards, and a touchdown. What else did he have? Did he have any catches? I know he did. Mm-hmm. He had two of them for 18 yards. So I'm like, that is how you feed a running back. Mm-hmm. Just give him
take
the
advantage.
Rock.
Yeah, you know some games you probably ain't going to give him. You know, Ben Roethlisberger may be throwing out. You had the 6 touchdown games. But, hey, they ain't stopping it. Stop it then.
Feed him.
You ain't going to stop it. All right, I'm going to keep giving it to him. Oh, my God, he was killing.
And
6.2 yards a carry, man. Damn.
Beasting. He's a beast, man. He lost some of that weight, and he's become much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And Antonio Brown, just for the hell of it, 9 catches, 91 yards, and touchdown. I mean, the mark of consistency.
You know, I'm like.
He is just consistent.
Oh, he got to be on a bye this week. Oh, damn it. Why you got to be on a bye now?
This is who you get in fantasy. This is who you spend a number one draft pick on. Shoot. Somebody like this, who you know consistently game in, game out, is just coming with it every game.
I mean, he'd be good, but damn. I mean, this dude.
Beasting.
I mean, we going to have to really look at it. Yeah.
5'11", 195 pounds. It don't matter size. If you good, you good.
I mean, we might have to do a little, like, ranking of fools at the end of the season because he's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
you know, Tennessee put up a good game. This game was actually pretty good.
I thought it was going to be terrible, but I mean, Zach Mettenberger looks like they found a pretty good quarterback that they can groom for the future. Right. So we'll see.
Yeah, it looks like he'll be going into next season as a starter. Yeah,
they should not have to spend a first round pick on a quarterback. No. It's like you found somebody who seems to be
basically next year. We don't have to pick quarterback. Exactly. Like, is he the quarterback of the future? I mean, you mean like next year?
I would say get a veteran to teach him and back him up and all that stuff. But
yeah, the way the NFL is,
y'all struck gold on that.
The future is next season.
Yes.
And ain't I mean, no 5, 10 years. No, he right now he looked the part
before he tore his ACL. People said he could possibly be a first round pick going into the draft. So I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have skills. He was just hurt.
Yeah, Bishop, thank you, man. Come on.
Yeah, he got to get with the program. Yeah. He got to get with the program. He got a touchdown, which I give him kudos for, but you got to get with the program, dude.
Hey, man, Bengals heading to Saints. Second straight home loss. Nobody wants to win that division. Bengals needed that comeback.
It has gotten to the point I can't pick the Saints away or at home now. It's like either one, I don't know if they're going to win now. I don't know what's going on with them. I really don't. I don't understand it. Drew Brees. I don't know. This is just Drew Brees. Drew Brees ain't looking like Drew Brees.
No.
You know what it is? You know what I think it is? They really don't have a dominant go-to receiver. Jimmy Graham is that guy.
Yeah.
But he gets too much attention. Outside of him, you really don't have a whole lot of playmakers. I mean, Brandon Cooks, I mean, he just got hurt on the IR, so that was really your playmaker. Mark Ingram is more of like a pound the line kind of guy. He's not a dude.
Yeah, he ain't
running for 33 totes for 200-some-odd yards. You kind of grinding out with him.
Him not having no, like, dominant wide receiver. I mean,
Marcus Colston's good, but he's not.
This is how bad it is.
He's not the dominant guy he was. Yeah.
I'm in a 12-team league where we start three wide receivers. Marcus Colston is a free agent. Yeah.
Same here.
I mean, come on. You're like, wait,
and
Drew
we only
Brees?
Start two.
I mean, God, yeah, he's slowly been. When during the Super Bowl, then he was like that guy. Yeah. But now it's not looking that way. I know Kenny Stills got to come up and ball.
Mm-hmm. They don't have that dominant go to guy like they used to. Like when they had Joe Horn and. You know, they had the wide receivers, mm-hmm. but they don't have the horses no more.
Good, they can't stop but anybody because 157 yards for Hill. Come on.
Beasting.
They just – Cincinnati can run the ball.
And he said they good? Come on, bro.
Right.
Come on, bro.
A.J. Green back at you. 627
what
in
did
a
I
touchdown.
Say? What did I say? What did I say? When A.J. Green's in there, Andy Dalton looks like goals because he just got to throw up the damn ball. And A.J. Green's is going to make something happen. And that's just what he does. Yeah. Consistency.
Yeah, Jermaine Gresham got him 2 touchdowns in that.
Wow.
So, yeah. I don't know who want to win that division. You know, Falcons on top, though.
Atlanta want to win it.
Yep. Holding off the Panthers.
Come
taking
on
the lead.
On Atlanta.
Oh, snap. We'll see what Atlanta looking like. Atlanta leads it at 4-6. Come on.
7-9 getting in.
Yep.
7-9 getting in.
Jeez.
It might even be as bad as 6-10 getting in. If I swear for 6-10 gets you in, I'm telling you, there's going to be an uproar. They're going to be like, all right, we got to fix this somehow.
Yeah, if that happens, I'm like, underdog, put that on a t-shirt. 6-10 gets you in.
You heard it here first. Patented. 6-10 gets you in.
Oh, my God. I mean, Cam been saying he's been struggling.
He just don't look like Cam. He does not look like Cam Newton. He rushed 5 times for 30 yards. Again, that is not Cam Newton. Cam Newton's running it at least 10 times. He's just not healthy.
No, this is almost like a mulligan year for him. He's just like, let me just get through this season.
And get healthy.
And hopefully y'all do something because, yeah.
They need a new running back. They need wide receivers aplenty. They need O-line aplenty.
Like you
they
got
need help.
Greg Olsen solid. Kelvin
they got
Benjamin.
A solid defense, but offensively, yeah.
Yeah, figure out what you're going to do with Greg Hardy and all that drama.
Yeah.
Because I know y'all don't want to cut
think
him.
He ain't coming back. Well, he's on a franchise tag.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they want to let – they let him go for PR reasons. I know they personally don't want to let him go. No. But, yeah, I mean, Kelvin Benjamin, 909 touchdown. You found a diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
You get this running game going.
Now, in fairness to Kelvin Benjamin, he is kind of like the only wide receiver they got. So
yeah, he and Greg Olsen's a great above-average tight end.
He's a real good tight end.
But, you know, they'll have to improve.
They need other weapons.
Speaking of bad quarterbacks, Eli Manning, I'm going to throw up 5 interceptions today.
And shame on San Francisco. They only won by 6. I'm sitting here That's like, right. Wait a minute. He threw 5 picks and y'all only won 16-10. He still could have won the game.
Yeah, that's bad.
That just shows me, again, I am not on that Kaepernick train. I've hopped off that thing a long time ago. 15-29, 193 and a touchdown. I'm just not impressed with this guy.
Yeah, Frank Gore ain't get the 20 carry mark. Should've. 5 yards a carry.
I mean, should have had 25 of them. I'm just saying.
I mean, he was bad.
Yeah, he was bad.
Hey, Reuben Randall sighting, 7 for 112. Thank you for that.
Hey, Odell Beckham Jr., that kid is a beast. He made some plays in that game. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Yeah, the Giants just don't have nothing.
Yeah, they just don't have anything. They just cut their right tackle.
Gee.
That shows you how bad it is.
Yeah, he's not
like,
getting
it. Damn.
Well, look, as we've been saying, Eli's not he's not one of them quarterbacks that he can do everything.
No.
And you know, look, Rashard like you Jennings said, was Peyton struggling. Manning, you said Peyton Manning's O-line last year was ass.
It was mediocre at best.
And this fool set the record for points. With a mediocre offensive line?
Yeah.
For a guy who's all about timing and rhythm? So, yeah, Eli Manning. I mean, we know why Eli Manning name ain't getting thrown in there. Because when you got championship rings, it's a buffer. Well, you do got rings, though.
He got one more than his brother, so what?
Because, I mean, you know. Right now, because what's his name getting thrown under the bus right now? RG3 Thrizzle. Yeah, first what he came out that Sunday or after the game and was kind of like, yeah, other guys need to step up. I need to step up too. And this coach was like,
once he started naming Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers, they need their guys to play well. I'm like, whoa, dude, whoa. Tom Brady made Deion Branch look like gold.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has made some wide receivers look awesome. Peyton Manning has made countless numbers of wide receivers money.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Colley made a name for himself because of Peyton Manning. Before mm-hmm. that, he was a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Even Pierre Garçon, as good as he is, Peyton Manning was with him when he blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get it twisted.
That's why they gave him that money.
So RG3, and ironically, he's playing with RG3. So RG3, shut your mouth. I applauded Jay Gruden for coming out and saying what he said. Shut the fuck up, and I can focus on everybody else. You worry about you. And I love that he just started listing all the stuff he need to work on. His footwork is bad. He's inaccurate.
He basically said the organization coddled him. And he said, and the last one he was like, basically he's auditioned long enough. Clock's ticking. We need you to do something.
Booyah. And that is real. And honestly, that is probably the kick in the ass RG3 needed. Because he has been coddled.
Mm-hmm.
He has been babied. I mean, nobody wanted to say any bad thing about RG3. Fuck that. I'm trying to win.
You know, because
he said we got a dude on the bench who won against the Cowboys. I'm just saying.
Colt McCoy.
I'm just saying.
You know, and hey, when it comes to coaches, you know, if they don't have that quote unquote superstarish, you know, that we got to play the guy who's a name. If he's a regular quarterback, he getting benched.
And I'm
putting in the guy who's won.
And he. This is not Jay Gruden's guy. He didn't pick RG3.
Nope.
So, again, they always say when new coaches come in, they like picking their guys. So, I'm sure he got a short leash with RG3.
Yeah, I mean, come on. At home to Tampa Bay.
27-7.
And they won a game. Now, I'm not at the point where a lot of people are just like, just get rid of this dude.
He's talented. He's very talented.
And people are not going to forget his first season when he just went nuts. But I do think let's real. Dan Snyder, you want to keep the team name, all that, you know, whatever. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that's what you going to do if you want whatever. But invest in your team. Don't just be like, I'm going to just make a splash. I got Deshaun Jackson. I mean, how about you invest in both of them lines, because clearly he ain't getting no protection.
Yeah, seriously.
Clearly you can't stop the run.
Yeah.
So that's where you need to spend your money.
And their defensive backfield is horrible. Because this guy by the name of Mike Evans went absolutely nuts.
7 receptions, 209, and 2 touchdowns. That's why they got him that early, showing that promise, man.
Like, so I'm like, you know, like you said, invest money in your defense, invest some money in some quality players, not trying to make one big mega splash, big name player who ain't going to do nothing, a la Albert Haynesworth. We saw how that turned out. Spread your money around and use it wisely, dude.
And RG3 is, I mean, he's honest.
Yes.
Which is fine, but it's just
I'm
like,
not going to knock him for that, but.
Dude, pull it back. Pull it back.
But you have to realize that you're part of the problem and not try to blame it on anybody else, on everybody else. And you the quarterback, dude. When your rookie season was here and it was all glorious and RG3 this, you had no problem with that. But now, I mean, you are the problem.
Yeah, you are the quarterback. You the face of the franchise.
You got to take the blame when it comes.
What Kobe Bryant say? When we win, it's we. When we lose, it's me.
Yep.
And
that's the truth.
He ain't doing it. Okay, RG3.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Please, man. Look, I've been saying it every, like, just say, you know what? We didn't play well. I need to play better. That's it. You know, as a team, we didn't do what we needed to do. You don't need to point out specific players or positions. Just, you want to point out a position? Quarterback. I didn't play well.
Yeah.
Don't be like, well, my defense did something. Well, nigga, if you would run.
And in all honesty, your teammates will respect you more if you did that. If you took the blame, like, you know what? It's on me. You know, when we lose, it's on me. I got to make sure that I play better, make sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, I got to do what I need to do to improve. Period.
Oh, yeah. And some quick hitters. But, yeah, dude. J.J. Watt continues to get some run for Defensive Player of the Year. Catches a touchdown.
Another one.
When he had a touchdown, he had, like, what, I think, like a fumble. I mean, this dude was just all over the place. This dude just plays everywhere.
Beast!
Yeah, now am I going to give him, because he caught a touchdown, he gets MVP? He going to be the MVP?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I ain't going that far yet.
But, dude, is
he's definitely number one leader for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he in the discussion. Mm-hmm. Bears stopped their losing streak, beating the Vikings.
My boy Teddy couldn't do it. That's okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to give some love to that other team in a second. Going in now, Ben Tate cut by the Browns. Going to them Vikings.
Wow.
Yeah, he would. I'm not getting any touches. Well,
peace
touch
out.
Somewhere else then.
I'm like, this. You got to. It's a team sport. They say football is the ultimate team sport. If all 11 guys ain't on the same page, excuse me, all 53 of you, then y'all ain't getting nowhere. So I'm just, I ain't mad at him. I am not mad.
No, I'm not mad at him either. I mean, he wanted some touches. I mean, you got. What Terrence West in over there, Isaiah Crowell, and they just want to go with the young guys. I mean, he can't stay healthy. That's always been a problem.
Yep.
When he's been healthy and produced, he's produced.
Yeah.
But, as we said, you know, they lost their center and things have just gotten bad and he ain't stepped up. But, you know, he landed somewhere, which is cool. You know, we talked about LeGarrette Blount got cut. He signed a 2-year deal with the Patriots and it's like, thank you for cutting me. Because, you know, you know, Bill Belichick, he going to get some run already.
Yep. He know the system. Mm-hmm. He's already been used, so he's kind of fresh.
And it's not surprising. It was like, oh, the Patriots pick him up. Of course
they did.
Yes, they do. That's just what they do.
For the veteran minimum.
Yeah, sign him a 2-year deal. You know, of course, it's all small.
Yep.
Marshawn Lynch, fine $50K for violating the media policy. And they're going to collect another $50K from his violations back in 2013. So they are like, cut us a $100,000 check, please. Like, damn.
Hey, I mean, I get it. As an athlete, you got to talk to the media. Mm-hmm. That's just part of that comes as part of the territory. Mm-hmm. And I mean, clearly, you see, Marshawn Lynch is not a guy that likes to talk a lot. He don't say much. You know, it is what it is.
You have to at least
address.
You can go
him.
Up there and do the whole both teams play hard, or just give some. You know, if they asking you generic questions, they asking you the question 4 different ways. You're just like, yeah, I already answered that one. Yeah. And just, you know, if you don't say nothing, and then, you know, media heads will be like, oh, God, he ain't going to give us nothing. All right.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's, I get it. You don't want to talk. Some days you don't feel like talking, but unfortunately, your obligation, you're the star. You are still, to me, the focal point of that team, of that offense.
Oh, yeah, that question.
So that's what happens.
Yep.
For week 12, since we was talking about Josh Gordon, said he ready to tear it up. All y'all who've been holding on to him all season.
Y'all like, yes! Now, keep in mind, the man has been out for more than half of the damn season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little time. Now, I get that they're going to try to force feed this dude targets and whatnot. You don't really think teams are like, oh, Josh Gordon's back. Oh, double team. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about Jordan Cameron, really, because he's banged up. You don't really have any other wide receivers.
Andrew Hawkins has been giving me
everybody
possession.
Every team in the league has been waiting for him to come back. So they're like, oh, now we can double team one of the receivers. There you go. Double team him. So, you know, let's wait to see what he does first. But yeah, I'm glad to see he's clean. Doesn't seem like he's, you know, high in sky or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but...
Right.
You know, I'm glad to see he's got his act together. He seems ready and focused, ready to play some football. Good.
No, good.
Let's
for
keep
him.
It that way. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, well, you're back. Hopefully you spent
there.
You spent them few months getting things together for yourself.
And understanding that you probably on your last chance right now.
Let me look. They're technically last in their division, but they're 6-4.
Without you.
Mm-hmm. And I mean they're like what, a half game behind, basically. Cincinnati 6-3-1.
So help them get in the playoffs.
Yeah, they still got a chance. So come back at the right time, help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And the big news, NFL suspends Adrian Peterson without pay for the remainder of the season. Not considered for reinstatement until April 15th next year. And he's appealing, and his appeal date is December 2nd. Yo, I'm glad he's appealing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he and Ray Rice appealing as far as it goes. I mean, he thought that, you know, I'm serving this time on this exempt list. You know, that should be enough. That's what I thought, but clearly it's not. I think the NFL is just kind of like, we don't really want to deal with you. We don't want to deal with this headache, so.
Well, where he screwed up was when he skipped that damn hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he screwed up, because apparently that's where a lot of the players go. They say their piece. They show the remorse for what they did and whatnot, and him not appearing is kind of, to them saying, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and Roger Goodell was basically like, you ain't showing no remorse at all.
Which,
can't see anything. Now, and he did come out and was like, I'm not going to hit my kid with a switch again. You know, I did apologize to my kid. I did realize after I did it that was the wrong thing to do. You know, you didn't hear me say, you know, daddy, sorry. I, you know, apologizing to his son. But, yeah, he needed to do something just to let people know that, look, I'm not going to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
I just, on that end, yeah, I get it from the NFL. You didn't look like you was caring and all that. But from a union's perspective, like, why didn't you suspend this dude already?
Yeah.
Why did you wait and then like, oh, okay, now it's over. We gonna really suspend you. And I'm like, well, why did you bring this example list up out of the blue? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, now we gonna really punish you. Like, you could have set this dude for like half the season.
Yeah.
For like, I'm punishing you sick. Like, what is the punishment? You know, are you gonna do a punishment now for this domestic by all that? You gonna give him 6 games? You just gonna stick with that? Because I ain't heard if they going to still do that or not.
I don't know. Still up in the air, and we still got to figure out what's going to happen with Roger Goodell and his line self.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. The NFL is just, that shield is tainted.
Yeah, yeah. I hope, you know, they're going to fight it. I don't blame them. And I just think during this upcoming season and the offseason, they need to figure out what they're going to do, say, we got some relegations for punishments. When you do this, this is how many games you get.
Mm-hmm.
That way, guys know.
Yep.
Because, I mean, right now, like, well, this was nothing before. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, I missed the whole season. Granted, I got paid for some, but still, you know, they got to work that out. Yep. Yeah, that was drama. And going into week 12, all right, you know, we were talking about the team all the time.
I just hope we can win a game.
Hey, and then what happens?
Won.
Oh, snap.
They won a game. The Oakland Raiders. They won one for the Gip.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yes. But this is, team line, this is what happens when
they beat Kansas City, baby. Thank you.
Yep. Denver Bronco fans are like, thanks, man.
I got the W when I needed it. Thank you very much.
Need that help because Kansas City was on that ass.
Yeah, they were. And, man.
But, I mean, when you honoring everybody in your organization that night.
At home.
Versus your for real rival team since the AFL.
Thursday night football.
I mean.
Nobody giving you a shot.
You juiced up. And they play with great energy.
Mm-hmm.
They play with great energy, you know, except, you know, some things that happen on the field that will be getting in the war later in this episode.
Definitely.
But, you know, shout out to the Raiders. I mean, going winless is difficult.
368 days.
Yes. In terms of losing streak, yeah, they basically lost a season worth of games. But to lose zero games, to not win any games in a full 16 games, there's only one team has done it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't win any game?
Yeah.
And that's
it's hard to to not win a game.
Yeah, and that's why folks love NFL football. It's like any game, like I say, any given Sunday, any team can win. And when you playing in your division rival,
all bets are off.
Yep.
All bets are off.
Kansas City, you know, nobody wants to be that team. Especially like, we lost to NFC division rival too. Oh, damn. But, you know, you got John Madden in the building.
Yeah, man.
All them folks in the building. You're like,
That
stadium was amped.
Oh, they had such a party after that win. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. That crap. Oakland was cracking. Tell me when to go.
Charles. You know what they were doing.
They was like, getting crazy out there. Oh, I already know.
I know they was getting in it. So, yeah. Shout out to them, man. I'm happy for them. They finally got that W.
Yep.
You know, some other games on the docket for week 12 for tomorrow. Let's talk about the good game. Lion at the Patriots. You know, this
I'm going with the Patriots, though.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way.
I'm going with the Patriots.
I'm leaning that way.
I can't go with Detroit on the
road. Yeah, Detroit on the road. This is a great win.
Hey, this would be a great win. Mm. A fantastic win.
This would be like, hey, pay attention to me.
This would prove a lot of doubters.
Because they are...
They're still in first.
They're tied.
They hold the tiebreaker.
Yeah. And, you know, Green Bay feeling like they're going to get some love on that game. Because they playing the Vikings. So they like, we got
Minnesota,
this.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep, man.
No.
If you say any given Sunday, yeah, my rival, boy Teddy B.
Yeah, the rival teams.
Let's go. But I got to go with Green Bay on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Lions can do it. That defense front four has been real good.
Mm-hmm.
With these quarterbacks, all about that pressure.
Yeah. They're just going to have to get pressure on Tom Brady. That's just the key.
Well, they got
to
play smart. Matthew Stafford, please play smart. Don't make any dumb mistakes. The other real big game, the Cardinals at the Seahawks. You know, Seahawks need a W, man. Seahawks need a W. And that division would help. They're 6-4 right now. You know, you got who the Niners playing? Now just playing the Redskins, W. I mean, damn. So, yeah. Seahawks need this. You can't get on no street.
Yeah.
You are playing at home, which most of the time means a victory for them. But
Seahawks Cardinals have beaten you at home, though, mm-hmm. so they know they can do it.
This is Drew Stanton, biggest game of his career so far.
Yep.
If they win this game in Seattle, that's going to really put a lot of people on notice that if you
Seattle
didn't believe
has
in the Cardinals
lost
now,
already this year at home, so yeah, they ain't like they invincible anymore.
Mm-hmm. Got the Dolphins at the Broncos. I like that game too.
That's gonna be another tough game. Yeah. Miami's defense has been playing so tough.
Mm-hmm.
Key for Denver, it's gonna hinge on that offensive line, man. They're gonna have to block for Peyton and create some holes for CJ Anderson to run through. Defensively, honestly. One of the first times in a long time, I am not worried about the defense. The defense have done their job.
Mm-hmm.
They have kept us in the game in pretty much every single game. I'm not worried about them. But offensively, you know, Emmanuel Sanders is back, which is great. But we're going to need that offense to step up. CJ, I'm looking for CJ Anderson to have a big game. Looking for him to have a big game today on Sunday.
Other good games. You got the Ravens at the Saints Monday
Baltimore's
night.
Baltimore's winning. I got no faith. I got no faith in New Orleans anymore.
They're going to lose their third straight home game.
Yep.
On Monday night, too.
Yep. Joe Flacco ready to roll. They coming back hungry and from that bye week, and Steve Smith got a little chance to rest, and they ready to, I'm telling you, they about to rock them.
All right, coming off that bye, you think Cowboys should beat the Giants Sunday night in New York?
Well, it should.
Cold as hell.
Should, yes. History says they won't do it, though. They seem to always struggle against the Giants and the Redskins. I don't know why. And we always say these division games, you don't know. Giants got nothing to lose. Yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, and in all honesty, Eli threw five picks and they only lost by 6 points. Their defense has shown they can keep them in the game.
And they've had two ugly losses back to back. Now they're playing at home, television versus a rival team.
And
would be great pleasure.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with the Giants. I think Rashad Jennings is going to have a big game. He was he was closed out the last game against the 49ers. I think he's going to have a big bounce back game. And I think they're just going to chug it along. And I think the Giants defense is going to hold DeMarco Murray to less than 100 yards.
Mm. Okay, okay. And there's some other games. I mean, you got Browns at the Falcons. Which
good
could
God.
Be
I don't.
That could be interesting or it could just
it
be
could
ugly.
Be either way. Yeah, Philly should demolish Tennessee.
And, you know, Jets at versus Bills at Detroit because, I saw that weather. Your dad always, he was from Buffalo. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm never going back to Buffalo again. And you're just like, wow, clearly, yeah.
And
I don't blame you with weather like that.
Prayers go out to the families that lost some people out there. I heard about there were about seven people that died due to the storm. So
it's nuts.
I'm like,
man.
You know, shout out to everybody out there in the cold. When you know, make sure you guys bundle up and be safe. And
that's
you know,
funny. They're like, well, we're gonna go to Detroit. I'm like, what? Detroit ain't even as bad as Buffalo. Like,
right?
Damn.
Jesus.
And it's November. Jeez. Right. Damn.
Hey, and just for the record, I just got to say, Chicago, please beat Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay beat Chicago at Chicago,
oof. Yeah.
I don't know what's going to – Jay Cutler, be careful walking home.
Yeah, if you know what – yeah. If they lose this game, they might – I'm like, you might be getting one of our awards for next week.
Seriously.
Really? And you got what – you ended the streak. Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We are going to come back, get into some good basketball talk. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
People no longer communicate before what conflicts. It would be necessary to communicate through telekinesis.
What it is.
Open your mind to what it is.
Focus.
What it is.
Raps like Star Wars, only the stars die, it's no sequels. Beat three cases, see three POs. Before Morpheus and Neo was killing them, we was ducking bullets in the hood like Remo Williams. Understand the underground dom, sipper take it serious or die laughing like John Ritter. Young Eastwood, just trying to eat good, breathe easy, relax, Mac like Fleetwood. Keep snoring, keep sleeping, I'll keep touring. Come back, lay in a cut like Neosporin. The fallopian blasting, pharaoh hungrier than Ethiopians fasting. Flies all in my teeth, stomach sticking out. Niggas want dibs on the weed, but ain't kicking out. See, this is not American Idol. This is me trying to eat human survival. Spit at your favorite rapper, take his title. Stick needles in his eyeballs till his signs are no longer vital. This ain't that. I'm not them. These ain't those rhymes. I'm not him. This is more like cocaine all night. Shine like the new five halogen fog lights. No. More like sunshine and one line to mine and remind you of when you were nine. Before you were busting cherries, it wasn't necessary to grind then. Now we all on our grizzly. And you got the nerve to press frisbees. What it is. If I'm not home on the range, catch me at the range, practicing my aim, got you in your brain. Shame. They thought I was backpacked, slept, didn't know that he kept inside the knapsack. Today's niggas do skate by hits.
running your crib on some queer eye for the straight guy shit. But not homosexuals, they mastering gunplay. Rearrange your furniture, fix your feng shui. They be swearing it's cute, but a be up in the club, box cutter in the boot. With the sex appeal and no ice either. The right to bear arms, I'm not talking right beaters either. When they see me, they say, that's that nigga. My last name should be that's that nigga. Sounds kinda nice, Pharaoh, that's that. Never trust me with them plastic half-ass niggas. With the flow that's so influential. Niggas fucked up, they get no instrumentals now. Next time you spitting on mine, bet your bottom dollar you be spitting over rhymes. What it is.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemons Boys Happy Hour.
Whoop.
Y'all want to get up with us? Let's talk some NFL, y'all. It's getting close. Week 12 coming up.
Yep.
Ain't that many left before the playoffs. And, you know, fantasy weeks, you know, you only got a couple weeks for them playoffs start. Let's get it in. Let's talk. Hit us up, brotherslayman at gmail.com, on Twitter, at brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hope you all enjoyed yourselves. Hope you all are tuning in and kicking back. For those of y'all who are into the NBA, hey, we here. So perk those ears up. We about to get into it.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? Let's start with the home team, because you know, they was wondering that same thing.
I just hope we can win a game.
They won a game. What happened? They won two in a row.
Holy snap!
You know, beat the Hawks. Swaggy P was back. Came back to beat the Hawks.
He sprinkled some swag on them.
You know, and then somehow they beat the
Dwight Howard-less Rockets.
Mm-hmm. That was good. But, of course, you know, since we talking about the whole week, they got beat the hell up by the Warriors. Kobe went 44 and 34 shots. Curry 30 and 15. And then yesterday, Mavs blow their ass out by 34 points. So, I mean, it was feeling good. Hey, I mean, when it comes to the elite teams, the elite teams can do it. They just going to mop them up. But –
and Kobe, you know, was 6-22 against the Mavericks. Like,
even missed his first 8 shots. I mean, look,
this is why you lead the league all time in missed shots.
I mean, dude, hey, shout out to him for hitting 32,000 career points.
Hey, congratulations, though.
You know, you were in that club with only 4 points.
Real talk, congratulations on that, though. That's real talk.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to miss some. You know, this team we've been talking about. I like Nick Young back. Mm-hmm. You know, They just don't have enough. Yeah. They just don't have enough.
sprinkle some swag on them.
Sprinkle me 90.
I'm just like, oh, man, they won those two in a row, and I swear people were like, oh! I told one of my coworkers, I was like, you know, it's pretty damn sad that Laker fans are getting this pumped over a two-game winning streak. I'm like, that shows you how bad they have fallen. A two-game winning streak is just like, yeah!
Well, Greg Anthony, after that win, he was like, they on a winning streak. I'm like, not that's yet. Just one game. Hey, with a team like this, that's a streak. You're like, damn.
And then he was like, they going to beat the Mavericks? I was like, hell no. Nah. I was like, the 49ers got a better shot of making it to the Super Bowl than the Lakers got to beat in the Mavericks tonight.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And prove point proven.
Look, I mean, the Mavericks are
point proven.
I think the number one scoring team in the league.
Dirk Monte and Chandler Parsons had 20 points. They were rolling.
JJ Barrera had something different. Mm-hmm. Tyson Chandler just getting lobs for days. Yep. Mavs are just nasty as hell.
Your team need to watch out.
Mm, no, they should, man. That's going to be in tough division.
Mm-hmm.
Can all five make it? I don't know.
If that happens, I'm throwing my hands up in the air like, this is fucking.
If all five of them make that, I'm going to be like, if all five of them teams make the playoffs, I'm like, if we win this back-to-back championships, nigga, ain't nobody telling me nothing. I'm like, ain't nobody had it this hard. Because we're going to probably have to play three of them to get to the damn
final.
That'd
be crazy. That'd be insane. I can't even fathom.
I mean, even Mark Cuban happy. He hoped the Lakers suck forever.
And like, you know what? He don't like the Lakers. He said it numerous times. He don't like them. Nah. And the funny thing is, he's out here all the damn time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he respects them.
Oh, yeah. He just without a like doubt, him. He just don't like
them. That's fine.
It's a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
I hate y'all, and I hope you suck forever. I ain't mad at you.
You just get passes because it's L.A. It'll just come on over.
I like Mark Cuban, though. He speaks his mind. I like that guy. We need to get him on the show.
Oh, we should.
Might hit up his agent.
I had this, you know, we've some things with Kobe. First off, he said discount deals are a big coup for owners. And I would agree with him. You know, people like they forcing him to take discounts. You know, back in his union rep,
yeah,
executive director saying, let's just abolish that. You know, because it is foul. I mean, he said, did I take the maximum? No. Mm-hmm. But did I take a hometown discount? Hell no. I'm trying to get my paper.
And I'm not mad at him for that. I have never said Kobe should not, you know, have signed the contract.
Yeah, we've all been like, y'all offered him
y'all
the money.
Y'all gave him the money. I ain't mad at him for taking the money. Do I now, as somebody who, do I think he should have taken less? I mean, as an older player, I wouldn't be mad at him.
No.
For taking, I mean, look, Duncan and, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, look. Those are two totally different cases. These are two Hall of Famers who have shown you throughout their career that they are some of the most unselfish players in the league. Mm-hmm. Kobe has shown you he's one of the most selfish players in the mm-hmm. league. And I mean, you when Dunk, if Kobe honestly had taken a discount at like $10 million, you'd be like, what the fuck? Kobe, what?
Right.
Duncan did it. You weren't shocked. You were like, oh, for real? I expected him to do right. something.
Well, he
like
ain't
that.
He get limited. His I expected game diminishing.
Him. Like Dirk. I expected Dirk to take a hometown discount.
Now, he took like a. I was kind of like, wow.
I expected him to.
But I mean, he's like, look, I ain't got that many years left. I know where I'm at.
And he wants to win a ring again.
The Lakers benefit from their location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their organization from the top. I got some questions.
But the growth.
Yes, but we are from the. Yes, who the hell. Look, it's November. Where the hell do you want to be right now? I'm not wearing a fucking. I'm not layered up.
Folks, I'm in,
to go outside.
I'm in basketball shorts right now.
And we just talk about Buffalo. I mean, like, yeah, it's Hollywood. I can be a big star like when Shaq came. Oh, Shaq's in Los Angeles. So what?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm, you know, in Orlando, I'm the biggest thing here.
Yeah.
In L.A., I am
you're a small fish in a big pond.
You're one of many.
Yeah.
Are you bigger than Tom Hanks? Probably not.
You bigger than Denzel?
No. Steven Spielberg?
You know what I'm saying? The list goes on.
We've seen ball players. Oh, snap. I seen Zach Randolph when he was here.
I've seen Dwight Howard.
Yeah, you're like, okay. But it's not like, oh, my
I've
God.
Met Vlade Divac a long time ago. Right. I've seen
it's cool to see.
It's cool. It's awesome to see him here. But at the same time, especially now with the growth of social media, mm-hmm. you know, you've seen people can get famous doing random stuff. So you don't necessarily have to be in Hollywood anymore. I mean, it's probably the place you want to be mm-hmm. to get the publicity and things of that nature. But you don't have to be here.
No,
it's not necessarily the draw it used to be.
And plus, Kobe can be like, if I'm the one that got you that huge deal with Time Warner Cable.
Yeah.
So give me the money.
Yeah. And I can't knock him for that.
No, I can't.
I can't knock him for that.
Show me the money.
That's what I'm saying. But he has a point.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard in this thing now where you have to tell him, I don't think LeBron taking less.
No.
You know, and to me, he's leveled. I don't think he's going to get better than he has right now. I think he's plateaued.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying he can't refine his game or nothing, but I think in terms of consistently always getting better and climbing that ladder, I think he's reached the top step. Now, he may be on the step for a few years, but I don't think he's going to get that much better.
He's pretty much at a point now where he really doesn't have many weaknesses in his game anyway.
No.
He can post up. He's mm-hmm. gotten better at shooting threes. Mm-hmm. His free throw shooting's improved. He's still a force when he drives the lane. He's still a good passer, a good rebounder. I mean, he really doesn't have many weaknesses. It's his supporting cast that, unfortunately, and we said, shit, I said it many times, this is not Miami. This is a whole different ball game. You are not coming in with established dudes. It's just, they're not.
No.
Kyrie Irving needs to learn how to win. I'm like, LeBron, when you were in Cleveland, you took Cleveland to the finals by yourself. So you kind of knew how to win games, but you didn't know how to really take it to that next level. You mm-hmm. had to learn that. These guys have to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he said this is his biggest challenge.
And he's got to test his patience. And I knew it would. Dude, you Cleveland is known for losing. I mean, no, I'm not trying to crap on your town, dude, but the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs, they all have sucked for the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. They are known for being whack. When you were there, you were the best thing going. You got Cleveland to the finals. Do you know how that was damn near a that was basically a championship in their eyes, in a sense. They got to the finals, even though they got swept. They got to the finals.
Yeah, you took them with nothing. People have said that might be the wackest team ever to get to the final.
And you took them there.
You know, and that leads into because we talking about them. Three-game losing streak, lost to the Nuggets.
Yes.
In at home.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs, love that, pulled out that close W on Wednesday.
And shout out to my old roommate Chris from ATL. He was like, did you see LeBron fuck that game up? It's like, yeah, what happened?
Not a smart pass to Barry Gow.
I saw the behind the back, and then he got stripped later on.
Nine times out of ten, he dribbles, go behind the back, he gets it. This time, Ginobili dunking around him tight, he couldn't get it.
Spurs don't allow that crap.
Nope. And then yesterday, against his quote-unquote, everybody been pumping him, his rival Paul Pierce, they lose. Third straight loss. Go the final 9 minutes without a field goal.
And they showed a clip. I saw a clip on Bleacher Report where it was terrible. It was almost like LeBron was leading, and it was almost like a 4-on-1 because there was a guy trailing, and it was like, oh, pass it to Kyrie, who passed to Deion Waiters, who shoots the ball. And then you see Washington get the rebound, and LeBron just kind of standing there, not even getting back on defense, and you can just see how frustrated he is, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this is part. This is what you're gonna have to deal with. I know he's like, David Griffin, Deion Waiters. He got to go. He got to get the fuck out of here. I can't play with him no more. I'm sorry, but yeah, I'm like, you butted heads with Kyrie.
Yeah, this is different. with that 8-9 or 9-8 with Miami. Like this, that was more of let's figure out our roles. Let me try to figure out how to play with Dwayne Wade.
They had planned it.
Right, and the thing difference with them is that team was built defensively.
Yep.
Them dudes would just get steals and just run the floor. I mean, it was like, if you turn over the ball with Miami Heat, you're losing. Because they're going to turn that into a bucket within 3 seconds. This team, what? Defense, what?
Yeah. And that's what we said was going to be probably their biggest hurdle was their defense.
No defense. Varejao is probably their best defender. He's up there in age. I mean, I'm going to be honest. LeBron James they'll probably make him, you know, well, what his team is, I don't know if he makes first team all defense, but he's at the point now, he's getting up in age. Mm-hmm. Everybody calling Tony Parker all the way. Oh, he's 30. Well, LeBron James about at that point. So
about to be 30,
you know,
in December.
His defense is not what it was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He's not a lockdown defender anymore.
He's been used too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's been used too
much.
You talk about Kobe having tread on his tires. LeBron James got some tread on his tires.
4 years to the finals is a lot. That's when he's already like.
And having to do everything.
The big three got to cut down our minutes. You know, we playing too many minutes. I'm just. Part of me feel like this.
Here's that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That's how I feel. I'm like, okay, every time it's complaining, all that, we need to reduce minutes. And look, everybody done said from the beginning of the season, are you coach, GM, player, owner, all that?
And this is why he's starting to decline probably a little bit earlier than most people anticipated, because he has to do everything. Now, granted, he doesn't have to rebound as much on this team.
No.
But at Miami, he had to score. He had to rebound. He had to defend. He had to take the fourth quarter shots. He had to do everything and was playing 40-something-odd minutes a game. He backed himself up. It was ridiculous. And, I mean, at this point with Cleveland, unfortunately, if he ain't playing 40-plus minutes, they probably ain't winning.
No.
And it sucks to say that with you got Kevin Love and a Kyrie Irving there as well, who you thought would be these awesome big three, but I'm like, yes, the chemistry is going to take some time, but can I count on if LeBron James is out of the game, can I count on Kyrie and Kevin Love to you know, hold the ship while he's out? I don't know. Would I trust D Wade and Chris Bosh? You damn skip y'all would. So I mean, there's just
I think
I don't know with them,
and because there's a not Coach Spoelstra who's played with him before. Mm-hmm. He's not a veteran coach who has the gravitas the hardware to be like, I'm sitting you. I'm gonna play these dudes, and if they lose, fine. Because he can be like, well, I'm not just going to pass or do whatever. I'm going to just let them hurt themselves. But that's coming from you, the player. Mm-hmm. If the coach is like, I'm going to let them play, you tired, sit out. I'm going to let them play it out and see what happens. And if they lose, then that's on them. Like, I can't just be like, well, let's put you in to save you. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
But, yeah, I heard Love has kind of hasn't really found his niche yet.
He's a three-point specialist.
They worked him. Listening to that game, they was trying to feed him in the post for a little bit. He's just – it's a different team. I think he's trying to adjust, but he had the benefit of being able to go in the post and hit the three. And on this team –
Whenever he wanted to.
Yeah, this team, they're going to make him probably hit the three because they don't have a gang of shooters. And he's probably getting tired of it. Yeah. Kyrie Irving going to get his shot. Deion Wade is going to come in and get his shots. And it's going to be frustrating for him. Do I think he's going to leave? At this point, no, because if they're going to give him that big money, then not. And you traded away three quality players. Is it three players? They traded away three players?
They traded Wiggins and Bennett.
And that was it.
And then Philly traded Thaddeus.
Yeah. But I mean,
You traded two promising guys.
Basically, you traded away a above-average role player who could turn into a superstar for this dude. And right now, it's too early to say if he's going to leave. I don't think so just because of the money.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be huge.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. But he like you said, LeBron frustrated, and he can't help it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the tier that beat him, man, the Wizards looking nice, man.
Yeah, they are. They looking really good.
No, John Wall had him a solid game. You know, if he keeps hitting that jumper, though, if he starts hitting that jumper, just like we said in our preview, if this dude can be a playmaker with a jumper, you know, not really Rajon Rondo-ish because he's not going to put up 15-plus assists. He's not the defender Rondo is. But if he can be that guy to set dudes up and he can get his own shot when necessary – watch out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to really try to make his case to move up the point guard ladder.
Yeah.
They got Bradley Beal back.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a big coup for them.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, they're looking good. And they are 8-3 right now. I mean, they're looking nice.
Yeah. They're looking really good.
You know, the Raptors right now beat the Grizzlies, end of their 4-game winning streak. You know, they're looking good, too. They 10-2. You know, now I don't know about them over the Wizards, but you know they on a nice little roll themselves.
They're on a nice streak. Mm-hmm. They're looking good.
So I'm loving that, man. I'm loving that. You know, I know your Bulls are frustrating you now. I know
I'm like, we lost three straight.
You know, beat them Clippers without Rose or Gasol.
Lost to fucking Sacramento last night.
Hey, Sacramento finally got a quality win.
They're legit.
Sacramento ain't no joke neither.
They're legit.
And for Laker fans, if it wasn't for Durant and Westbrook being healthy, y'all would be at the very bottom of the West.
Yep.
And that's your saving grace. And I think they coming back next week or in a couple weeks. But, yeah, I mean, hey, Jimmy Butler, man.
Jimmy Butler's been balling. Mm-hmm. It's just that injury bug, man. Now Taj Gibson's out. Gasol's out, Heinrich's out, Derrick Rose is out. It's just like, fucking take the lumps early.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take these lumps early so I don't have to deal with them later. But my goodness. Hey, but shout out to Nikola Mirotic. Put up 24-11 against the Kings yesterday. I mean, the kid showed he got some game.
Oh, no, they're going to go the Spurs route.
So,
and
they're
going to be like, Mirotic, get some time.
They said Tom Thibodeau feels like whoever he got on his team, he can win.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless.
So. Hey man, if Meritage gets some quality minutes, because they are on their little circus road mm-hmm. game streak right now. You know, they get some development. I saw that little move. I think when the Bulls was playing on Portland, mm-hmm. and Mike Dunleavy had that little foul, unnecessary flag. I was like, okay, they're getting a little frustrated with all that, but yeah. You know, things is going well for them, man. I want to see what the Bulls going to do on this trip.
Definitely.
Hey, Memphis 11-2. Memphis keeping that train going. Hey,
going, man.
Courtney Lee stepping up. Mm-hmm. Mike Conley's had his great games as well. I know, you know, had a loss, but they looking good, man.
They're looking really good.
I'm nervous. Maybe we may not win this division. I mean, I know it's early. We ain't got Patty Mills back. We ain't got Splitter back.
We all ain't last anymore.
Nah, thank God.
The Pelicans are now moved into that spot. But, I mean, even the Pelicans are still doing well. Anthony Davis still doing his thing.
You know, right now we six. But, yeah, I mean, they're 11-1. Golden State still looking scary.
Mm-hmm. Golden State's looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're still staying afloat. And, I mean, the Clippers are improving.
Yeah.
They're improving. But they're still like, they don't look right.
They don't have that fight.
Yeah.
It's not there. They need to get that. They don't have whatever that is. They need that glow or whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, right now they ain't got it. They don't. You know, and some interesting stuff around the NBA. Police reopened a child abuse case about Dwight Howard. He admitted he hit his child with a belt, which means, oh, he might get suspended a gang of time. You know,
look.
You got all them damn children, bro. Damn, for what?
Did he spank his child with the belt?
I think
did he beat him?
Yeah, that's the question. The and then one spot I heard, which was like, I guess, now I don't know if he hit the kid with the buckle part or the buckle hit him. Like,
we from that old school house party. Whop.
Yeah. You supposed
don't go to bed yet.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, come on, man. You supposed to grab the ends.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to hit with the buckle, so you're supposed to grab the ends.
Not at all. You don't hit with the metal. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you gotta be smarter than that, bro. So who knows what's going on with that? He just got his drama. And
we're in a state where society, they're very sensitive and they ain't tolerating
court of
that
public
crap.
Opinion don't like you. And
that's all that matters.
Yeah, they the court that seem to matter.
That's all that matters.
For the folk that handle your money.
Yep. Seriously.
And then Jeff Taylor suspended 24 games without pay for pleading guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence.
Damn.
And I saw, you know, the player union rep came out and was like, Adam Silver, I ain't really with this. This wasn't, you know, you basically copying the NFL because the NFL got punished for it. So now you just want to just make your own rules and stuff like this. It was like three games beforehand or something. Now you get 24. Really? And it's just back to that same thing. Like, y'all got to make some standards.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't, because it didn't, 24 games, this is what's the name got? I remember, what's my man name? Jermaine O'Neal with the brawl in Detroit. He got 25 games for fighting fans in the stand.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this, yeah, you do feel like you just kind of going with what's popular now. And what's popular is, you know, punishing fools who domestic violence. Now, granted, it's not right. There should be some level of punishment.
Yeah.
24 games, I don't know. If you want to make that the standard, okay.
And you know, he said he won't appeal it.
Yeah, I heard he won't. Like okay, yeah, I'm with that. But this is like, a lot of legal stuff going on right now.
Michelle Roberts don't like Adam Silver very much, it seems. She disagree with everything that fool say.
Yeah, she just going at him. Yeah. what else happened this week? Oh, Jason Kidd went back to Brooklyn, got booed.
Were we surprised?
Yeah, and the owner said, and he was like, what is that American saying? Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Like, damn.
Get your ass the fuck out of here.
Damn.
Be gone. Be gone. We don't want you here. That's funny. And I mean, hey.
Milwaukee 7-6, though.
Got to give him some love. But, I mean, Brandon Knight, he blew. That could have won the game, and he was like, missed the layup. Oh, dang.
I mean, he was speeding fast.
He was going faster than it looked like his body was allowing him to go. And it was just like,
and the slow dude, down, bro. Yeah, and the dude, the defender was just on him. He wasn't trying to LeBron James block you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, all right, you look back, the dude's on you. You have to treat this like a regular layup. Just like, all right, I'm going to just lean to the basket, use the rim as protection.
He rushed it so much.
He's like, ah.
Oh, too hard. Like, damn.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was a Shaqton worthy. I was like, JaVale McGee back on Shaqton.
Oh, there was somebody on Shaqton, a fool. And can you play, I just hope we can win a game.
I just hope we can win a game.
That damn 76ers.
0-12?
Hey, did you see the flagrant foul on New Orleans Noel did to Eric Bledsoe, though?
No, I didn't see that.
Eric Bledsoe went up for a layup. That fool, like, pushed his face down to the floor. I guess early on, Eric Bledsoe had made a comment that University of Kentucky can beat the 76ers.
Oh, I heard about that.
And I guess New Orleans Noel took offense to that.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, the way it's looking, look, yeah. They probably can't beat y'all, but I'm just like, y'all are pretty damn bad.
Yeah, yeah. Which actually leads into my question, even regarding the Lakers, too, before we go to break. Should the Lakers, I heard this on radio, should the Lakers and the Thunder's tank? Like, Philly clearly, they ain't caring. It's almost like they going to break the record. I think, you know, the Magic are just playing their young dudes, hoping to get that one star player that they can trade some of them pieces for. The Lakers, you know, they need, I don't know if they need, but they would like to keep that number five pick, that top five pick. Mm-hmm. The Thunder right now are... They're 3-11.
They need their stars back.
Do they need? Well, I'll say specifically the Lakers and the Thunder. Should they start thinking about
Thunder
tanking?
Thunder, no, because once Durant and Westbrook are back, they'll be much better than they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Lakers, no, I don't think they should. I don't think they need to try to tank. I just think they're going to be bad in general. To be honest, I don't really think they need to try to tank. They're just not a very good team. But Kobe's not going to – I mean, Kobe's just going to be Kobe. Kobe's going to shoot his shots and just do
– Yeah, Kobe's a bad team. Every game I play to win. But, yeah, they are a bad team.
I mean, they just suck. I don't know. There's nothing else I can say. I mean, Philly – yes, that is why I always give credit to Philly, because Philly was like, look – we know we ain't going to be good. Let's just stack talent, young talent, and, you know, try to just, you know. I mean, Lord have mercy. They picked New Orleans Noel, who tore his ACL and was basically out his rookie season. They picked Joel Embiid, who's going to be out all season. Clearly, they're just trying to rebuild and stack pieces.
For them, I think they actually
They picked a European dude who's supposed to be pretty good and supposed to come over in a couple years. I mean, they're looking for talent at this particular point in time. You got Michael Carter Williams, you got your point guard. Now you need to figure out the other four positions. So, I mean, you know, it looks like New Orleans Noel he's shown flashes. He's okay. He needs work. He can be a nice defender.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly he needs work.
Yeah.
But I mean, for LA, y'all had cap space and just nobody wanted to come here.
Yeah.
And y'all had to basically bring back everybody you had last year. So you're just not a very good team.
No, they're not.
So, I mean, two totally different situations. They're not trying to rebuild. They don't want – to me, they are so trying to tap dance around that word rebuild.
They are.
They don't want to admit it, but that's basically what they need to do.
Yeah, I think they're stuck in a position where – Kobe has said now – I've said until – he officially retires. It's still up in the grass, but he's saying he's basically playing his 2-year contract out and he's leaving. He's done. I don't know if they can wait that long. You're basically delaying the inevitable. No guy's going to come. Now, everybody's like, well, they had cap space and nobody can. Like, who are they really going to get? LeBron James, free agent, he wasn't coming. Carmelo Anthony, like, if I'm going to go to a boo-boo team, why don't I just stay where I'm at?
And the thing was with the Lakers, they went after the big name guys. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you couldn't just go after the B players and try to just fill out your squad with some serviceable good players.
Go for the double or triple. Don't swing for the home run.
Dino Red said, Isaiah Thomas, you know, you could have tried to swing for Eric Bledsoe if you wanted to. You know, Greg Monroe.
You could have probably got Greg Monroe, but
I mean, swing for those kind of fences. Don't sit here and try to get a Carmelo. We're going to get Carmelo and team with Kobe. And then what? You're going to have what? Nothing. No size anyway. You probably wouldn't have been able to get Carlos Boozer's sorry self anyway. You might not have been able to afford Ed Davis. I mean, what were you really going to add up as along with that? So that's why I'm like, spread your money out and get you some quality pieces. Stop trying to make this big fucking splash all the time. I know it's L.A., and I know it's the Lakers' tradition to have these star players and stuff. It ain't working. No. Figure out another plan.
No, if you're just going to ride it out, I mean, which is kind of foul because you're like, so you basically just going to not give Kobe Bryant the talent. Now, I think they trying, but you don't have pieces that anybody want, and nobody's going to come just to be okay. Now, you might get somebody next year who's like, oh, is Kobe Bryant last year? Yeah, I'll come. That way it'd be my team. But I remember all last year, we're going to get Kevin Love. We're going to get Kevin Love. Kevin Love, Kevin Love, Kevin Love. No. Now what?
Like, it was Kevin Love. It was Paul George. It was LeBron James.
You already
it was
heard
everybody.
Kevin Durant said he's choosing between Oklahoma City and Washington. So you ain't getting him.
Russell Westbrook, maybe. I'll give you a slight maybe on that, but I doubt it.
Yeah,
but because if Kevin Durant leave, he ain't leaving because that's his team.
Yeah. If Kevin Durant leave, they giving him cash.
So thank you. So I'm like, B players. You can get good players without having to shell out $100-some-odd million to them. Jeez, whatever.
Yeah, they in a difficult team.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, it's NBA so far has been good, man. I've been enjoying it.
Oh yeah, it's been a good season.
Yeah, so I'm gonna see what happens in the future. We'll be getting into that as the season goes on.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We are going to come right back, jump into some of this college sports, y'all, and then get into our awards. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all. All right, we back, y'all. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. All right, y'all. So let us know. What's your NBA team? How it's looking? What you think of the season so far? Y'all still have faith in the Cavaliers? I know it's early, but that defense is looking terrible.
Hey, Laker fans, hit us up. Let us know how you're feeling about your squad looking so bad. Mm-hmm. So,
y'all got positive vibes.
Let us know your thoughts.
Y'all frustrated as hell. Let's talk about it, man. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Definitely.
Holla. All right, man. So, yeah, we called it. I was like, what's going to happen? Alabama gonna win. They're gonna leapfrog. Sure enough, they did.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm not shocked. I mean, you beat the number one team in the league. You were what? They were fourth or fifth. You're like, yeah, this is what happens. That's how I was gonna work. So they number one. Oregon still at two. Florida State, you know, won a close one again. I don't know if they're gonna get punished. I think it works for them that Mississippi State did not play today.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, Florida State, yeah, people not favoring them like that, but they still undefeated. I guess that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Mississippi State 4, TCU 5, Ohio State 1 today, they 6, Baylor 7th, Ole Miss. Did Ole Miss still win?
No, I think
Ole Miss lost.
They lost 30-0
to
Arkansas.
Yeah, oof.
Were they dropping?
Yeah, they dropping. And, you know, some it's been some great top 25 games on this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for folks out here, the Battle of the City, because, you know, I've listened to the radio, every other rivalry, usually them teams in the same state, but not really sharing the city. This is the Battle of the City.
Yeah.
USC, UCLA, both ranked. Guess what everybody else is doing while we here recording? Watching the damn game. Because that's what we'll be doing when we leave.
Exactly. But it sounds right. Tail end. Yep.
Right now, it don't sound like it's necessary. Mm. UCLA is just all up on them. What's this going at? 38-something now? They're just whooping that ass.
They're kicking their butts.
Yep, Arizona beat Utah 42-10. It's like, all right. Minnesota held on, beat Nebraska. Doing their chances.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's going to be a good game, man. We're going to check that out. I think UCLA's still going to win.
UCLA should win it. I believe it's 38-14.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So, they should pull it out and win that, and then ooh, that'd be interesting because I think they'd end up playing Oregon for the Pac-12 title.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know my boss is happy. He's a UCLA dude. Shout out to the sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. The head Negress over here, KC, she's a UCLA alum too.
Yep, shout out to the sister-in-law.
Yeah, man, so it's up 38-14. Oof.
Ugly.
Yeah, they right. UCLA trying to do some things, man.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm happy because when USC always gets the love, usually gets the players. When UCLA is good,
yeah,
it's going to be popping. So
definitely.
I'm loving that, man. Sad to hear about Florida's coach, Will Muschamp, out at the end of the season. It's all about wins. I mean, and the SEC, they ain't really played well enough. And, you know, he knows how it goes. You know, but unfortunately, defensive end, Dante Flower Jr. was like, oh, my coach is leaving. All right, well, I'm leaving too then.
Wow.
Said he going into the NFL. Just hit on everybody's favorite form of communication now. Twitter was like, yeah, I'm out.
I ain't mad at him.
Hey, man, but his last game, they played Florida State for that
they
rivalry.
They won today.
Okay.
We'll see if they win that one.
Right, but hey, I mean, you know. And the players like them. Players really play hard for them. It's a rivalry game, like we said.
Yeah.
And
you got to check. You got to watch out.
Hey, that would be nothing better.
And Florida State has played in a lot of close games, so.
They got bailed out by that call against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, you know Florida. Coach is leaving. This would be a great win. Basically ruining Florida State chances of going to that to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all seen that poll by ESPN about, you know, what kind of playoff system they want. Most of them voted for 18. I mean, I personally would like a 16. I like that a lot. Hey, put more teams in it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 4 teams, if that was what we were going to get at the time, yeah. But I think 8 teams would be at least enough because that ain't enough. I mean, it's like you made it basically a power conference. You set this up for 5 conferences and – all of the conferences don't get a team in the playoff, which is kind of like, damn, okay.
We're getting at least 3 SEC teams.
Yep. Man. Sad to hear about Todd Gurley.
Man.
Without torn ACL. I'm like, damn, you just came back, and now you just tore your ACL.
Consistent number one probably running back in the nation, and now he's down for the count.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll still probably be a high pick in the draft next year if he goes, and, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
Because, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Like, you're like, damn, that's some weird. That's just weird as hell. The NCAA imposed sanctions on Weber State after finding the math instructor improperly helped players with coursework, quizzes, and tests. And they got 3-year probation, reduced scholarships, over $5,000 in fines. Supposedly, he was giving them answers and taking their teams. Like, oh, man.
Weber State. Why?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, is this Notre Dame? Is this Stanford?
Sorry, but I'm like,
Weber State. You got to keep you guys eligible. Look, this schools know what's up. This is affecting money.
Yeah,
and we don't want y'all to affect our money base, our purse. So do what you got to do
to keep these guys eligible.
So he'll probably lose his job.
Oh yeah, with that he gone.
But the people who told him to do it will keep their job.
Oh yeah, they still making their checks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I heard, and it came out with. Jameis Winston said the autographs that he signed supposedly were forged. The company James Spence authentication did not validate those items. So I don't know.
Oh, so I saw that he's like, off the hook.
Well, he wasn't getting punished because he serviced the game, and they kind of like, all right, let's put
sweep it under the rug.
Yep.
All right, they were forged. Enough said. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah. And then his SC game, Josh Shaw came back. Mm-hmm. He's not really helping right now. But he got reinstated for UCLA. Of course, man. Come on.
You really think he wasn't?
And you know what? I don't think this is going to. We got a nice amount of awards to give out. I could, but since we're talking about college football, I might as well give it out now. There was a battle of HU today, Howard versus Hampton.
Uh-oh.
And because they ain't in the Norse Award, so clearly they lost. I think it was 26-20. Like, come on, Hampton.
Come
on. Shout out to J-Dub. Oh, that's when he was like, shoulder to shoulder. He was like, hey, I'm a Howard alum. Hey, man, you know what? I love my Howard folk. It's a friendly rivalry, man, every year.
Yeah.
It's great. I love the whole, you know, the real HU stuff. I love all that. But, yeah, I'm pissed. I mean, we suck this year. And, like, come on, let's beat Howard. No, we can't.
29-30. Lost by a point.
They were up. I think they scored the winning touchdown. God dang it.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunate.
You got it next year, man.
Yeah.
You know, college basketball is underway. You know, we gonna try to do our best to keep track of this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like baseball. Like, okay, it's so many damn games. You know, I know they had some of them big games. The State Farm Championships Classic with Kentucky whooped on number 5 Kansas.
Hey, they got a blue team and a white team. That's not even fair. They got a starting 5 on their bench that they bring in. That's not fair.
Yeah. The Fab 10.
I'm like, that's fucking bullshit.
Talented team. That's
Calipari, man.
Yeah. People loving that Jahlil Okafor.
Hey,
people loving his name.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
For Duke, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably.
Is he playing for Duke?
Yes.
Okay.
He'll probably be the number one pick once he comes out. I've done a little reading on him. They say he's kind of an old school throwback. He is a guy that likes to play with his back to the basket. I'm like, wow, really?
You like to bang and get dirty. Okay.
That's what's up. But so far he's shown he's very athletic for a guy of his size.
Yeah.
And he's shown he has a little bit of game on the offensive end. Defensively, he's pretty good. So, I mean, you know, Duke could be that squad, man.
They could. They were ranked number 4. Beat Michigan State in that little series.
Mm.
That was a great back-to-back game. You're like, wow, okay, I'm going to check on this. I think they got a Justice Winslow who's, you know, reported to go high as well, 6'6", small forward. You know, I'm curious to see these players just so I can be like, all right, who's coming to the NBA? Because I know you ain't staying. But I've heard Jahlil Okafor a lot.
Yeah, he's a beast.
That's why I'm like, Lakers need to tank to get who? Him? Okay. All right. And don't be like, well, the Spurs did. And I'm like, nigga, Dave Robinson was gone the whole season. Okay, it wasn't like, oh, he got hurt. Let's just sit him out for the whole rest of the night. He got hurt, and it was just mad. And nobody, they weren't even expecting to get him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, college basketball's underway. We get to see these new prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm always excited about that. All right, y'all, it's that time.
Let's get
into these awards for the week.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, we always start off with the Norse Award.
Norse!
All right, who you got in your Norse Award?
All right, for my Norse Award, it's going to go to two different individuals. Well, number one, I got to give him credit first. Melvin Gordon out of Wisconsin ran for 408 yards last week. Broke LaDainian Tomlinson's record as, you know, the only person to run for 400 yards. So he joined him in that class. Congratulations. With Todd Gurley out, he'll probably end up being the number one pick if he goes. Or number one running back, I should say, if he goes. So, you know, shout out to that young man. He's been a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look out for him. And then today, he was topped by Samaj Perine.
I think that's how it is.
From Oklahoma, 427 yards. And he's a true freshman. Mm. I'm just sitting here like, this is wow. I mean, records are meant to be broken, yeah. But damn. Two weeks, 400 plus running yards. I'm like.
Yeah, like on 34 carry. Like, ah.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's insane. So, I mean, you know, shout out to them. And, you know, God, I mean, they're talented, man. Talented young players out here in the game. So, I mean, this is what we want to see. The running back position has really taken a backseat to the quarterback position. So, I really do enjoy seeing when, you know, running backs are coming out the woodworks that are really good. You know, your Melvin Gordons, Todd Gurley will still be a good one. You know, and this young man seems to be on his way up from Oklahoma. So, you know, shout out to them for joining the 400-yard club.
Mm-hmm. All right. My newest award, and unfortunately I did not write down their names, but today was the 131st Yale versus Harvard rivalry game.
Right on.
And this is the first time that both team captains, because each school elects one team captain a year, were both black.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, the first time, 131. Wow. Okay.
Shows you how far we've come. Mm-hmm.
It's third most played rivalry in Division I football history. So I thought, I was like, oh. Cool, man. I don't remember the dude's names. I should have wrote them down for y'all, but I did not. But shout out to the, I thought that was real cool. Like, wow.
Okay. That's awesome.
You know, it means like they have one, but not the other. So, you know, and Harvard, I think, beat the crap out of Yale in this game. So, no, I was happy about that. Like, okay, getting my Norse award.
For shizzle.
And I think we got a lot of these this week.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck!
How many you got this week?
Well, I got one major one, and then okay. I have one breaking one.
Okay, all right, your first one.
All right, so for my first serious what the fuck moment, it's got to go to Jack Johnson. Not him, but Jack Johnson's parents. This is a hockey player for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Came out and said he's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and blames his parents and claims that they're responsible for fucking up his money. He put his mother as power of attorney on his account. I work in the bank, so I see this all the time. And as most human beings, we trust our moms. You would assume, you know, my mom's not going to screw me over when it comes to my money. She's going to help me out and make sure I don't spend too much. Well, mom borrowed $15 million against her son's future earnings to buy a home. To buy a home.
$15 million. where are you at? If you win Columbus, Ohio, you don't need to spend $15 million on a house.
And the mortgage on the house carried a 12% rate.
Ooh, shh.
While a loan for $3 million was at a 24% interest rate. Are you stupid, lady? You're taking out a $3 million loan with a 24% interest rate? I work at the bank that you ain't never paying that loan off. You ain't never. I see why he filed for bankruptcy. So you ain't never paying that damn loan off.
No.
Now, with them damn high interest rates, I feel so bad for him. He signed a $30 million contract and all that money is gone. I'm broke.
He was like a 7-year $30 million.
I'm broke. And he signed it in 2011, which means he's still playing on the contract. You spent money I ain't even made yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the fuck are his parents doing? So, I mean, parents, for those of y'all, I see parents who take care of actors and, you know, their kids who do well all the time.
Do well, yeah.
Do not screw over your kids' money. That is their money.
Yeah.
He earned it. He worked for it. That's not your money to fool around with. He put you in charge to take care of it, not spend it.
This is that where the parents.
Are you serious?
You try to. This is part of them athletes and entertainers, you know, the catch-22, because you feel like once you make it, then you got to take care of everybody. But damn, like, where were you living before where you need to just all of a sudden get a $15 million house? Seriously? Yeah.
Move this man! Man,
your parents
and woman.
Are terrible. Y'all terrible. Really? All right.
And then the breaking. I'm sorry. The breaking what the fuck moment. Cleveland just lost their fourth straight game to Toronto.
What?
110-93.
What? Hold on. Let me look this up. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
Cleveland has lost four straight games. Looks like it might be panicking time. I'm not sure. Kevin Love scored 23 points. Kyrie had 21. Apparently, LeBron James, who spent the final 6 minutes and 20 seconds on the bench.
Damn.
Whoa. I don't know. things ain't looking all that well in Cleveland land. So, oof. I mean, tough. I mean, four straight losses. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's ugly, man.
Very much so.
Oof. I'd, everybody going to jump on them on Monday.
Yep. Wait. The Skip and Stephen A. Unleash.
Oh, unleash. Yeah. All right. I got two myself.
Oh, jeez.
The first one is, you know, we gave a shout out to the Raiders for winning that game.
Whoop, whoop.
Congrats. However, fourth quarter, third down, you get a sack. So what do you do? What your rookies and young dudes do? We celebrate. Hey, we got the sack. Okay, that's normal. All right.
On the opposite side.
Yeah.
Like on way down there.
Yeah, behind. And then all of a sudden, I can't even think of the brothers' names.
It was C.O. Moore. I tell you,
yeah, C.O. Moore got the sack.
Linebacker C.O. Moore who got the sack. And then Khalil Mack, disappointing, now, went and joined him.
Yeah, now it was one thing where you like, boom, I got the sack. I got that. All right. Okay. Now, it's the clock still running. And I'm watching the game like, all right, well, oh, shit. They took a sack. All right, it's fourth down. They better hurry up and get up and run a play. Wait, are they still celebrating? These niggas still celebrating, doing a dance. The Kansas City team is about to straight run a play. Like, oh, we're about to go get an offsides call on these dudes. Justin Tuck, luckily, probably Mike, a tenth of a second, called a timeout before that flag hit the ground. And yeah, we heard Charles Wilson was like, if we lost that game,
we fighting.
I'm about to
fist the cuffs. Oh, and I wouldn't have been mad at him either.
Oh, nigga, you getting hazed. I'm serious. You carrying the whole team's bags. You buying the whole defense dinner, nigga, and we going to Ruth Chris. I was like, what the hell? Oh, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, yes, this is getting one of my awards. Oh, that was hilarious.
Man.
Because, you know, at first, I didn't see them, the little boogie afterwards. I was just like, oh, shit. But then afterwards, they like, these fools, he celebrated. They start running, and all of a sudden, they started getting into a straight dance. I'm like, dude, it's fourth down. Oh, my God. Oh.
You got to love the Raiders because you're always going to get something. You were like, you always going to get something.
Yeah, that's a Raider penalty. That is a Raider penalty. Lucky for them, it didn't cost them, but oh my God.
Oh, it was great.
And the other one that I just happened to find.
Wow.
Michael Phelps found out that his girlfriend he met on Tinder was born a man.
I'm sorry. But
says she had her surgery done to, you know, with the penis.
When she
and
was
all
in
that.
Her 20s.
And she said they had their first date at a Ravens game, you know, and they had sex and all that. You know, I'm like, all right, look, you know, their surgery is off the hook right now. Now, when I saw the picture of the chick at first, I was like, this chick look old as hell. Like, wrinkled, like, she old? And like, I mean, she wasn't. I was like, okay, she ain't that cute. She ain't that cute. Okay, whatever. He dating the older chick. And then you're like, wait a minute. Did you tell him this? Before you went to the media, and then after she was like, I think he might dump me after this. Because I'm like,
yeah.
Tell me first.
You told the world, and I'm in rehab. I got to stay a little bit longer.
Oh, my God. I was like, look, you a woman now, fine, but how about this? Why don't you just keep that a secret for the rest of your life? Like, why do you need to tell if you tell that to
him,
the person who you feel like, you know what, is getting serious. I think we both falling in love. Let me let this dude know before he meet my parents and all that. Let me let him know what happened. But I don't. He's just your boyfriend. And
I watch Law and Order SVU. I see stuff like this all the
this
time.
Ain't, this ain't. I was like,
so cold.
Wow.
So cold. Yeah, like the fact that you just
Yeah, everybody who's in rehab with you is clowning your ass.
Oh, big time.
Oh, we cracking jokes. Oh. We cracking jokes.
He won't hear the end of it.
Oh, snap.
Like, what?
And I'm, lady, I'm just going to say this for you. Find some protection. Because I'm letting you know, Michael Phelps is coming out of rehab gunning for your ass.
Hey, folks, is crazy.
I'm being dead serious. Be careful, because people are nuts.
No,
his rep
already been taking hits for his rep.
Be careful. That's all I'm saying.
He about to get him some young tender that's like 22, boobs everywhere. He gonna get an escort type chick and be like, "This is who I'm sleeping with. Look, she fine."
And people gonna be like, "Is she a guy?" I mean, surgery is good nowadays, you know.
He gonna the next chick he get when he putting it out there like, look, this is my chick. This is my chick. She been a woman forever.
Well, didn't somebody name? Wasn't a transgender woman named like the woman of the year in some People's Magazine or some stuff?
Yeah, I think something like that.
I'm just saying. Hey, Michael Phelps.
It's the world we live in now.
It's the world we are in now.
It's crazy.
Right.
All right, y'all. So, want to thank y'all for tuning in. To another episode of the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour. For where y'all listening, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Just look under the Black Is. You can find us there. You can also check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. If y'all want to leave any comments, any feedback, you can do that on them areas. We do love the five-star kind, love them five-star reviews. If you're also inclined that you want to make a donation to the show or anything other shows on the network, you can find the PayPal button on the website page. We appreciate that. You want to get at us directly, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank the longtime listeners for tuning in. Thank you for all you long time staying in tune with us. Want to give a shout out to my boy, Don Martin. Talked to him the other day. New York City, represent. He listens to the show regularly.
All right.
So, you know, definitely appreciate that, my brother. So, and for the new first time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for joining us, for tuning in. Hope y'all learned something today. And go ahead and tell all your loved ones, tell your mothers, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles. Go ahead and tell your nieces, nephews. Go ahead and tell your grandparents. Forgot about them. Shout out to my niece that's about to be here soon. Ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got this week. Go ahead and tell your lions, tell your panthers, tell your lynx, tell your cheetahs. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. Before we leave, I want to say prayers go out to my homeboy, Mike Madd. Lost his uncle recently, passed away. So I want to send a shout out to him, one of my best buds. So prayers go out to you, my friend. Thank you for your support with the show. And I love you, brother. So thank y'all for tuning in to us. Give us a holla. And we hope y'all enjoyed us. We'll be giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Same to you.
Holla. Get ready for the big payback.
happen. But I can't dig that backstabbing.